Welcome to the Zen Hustle Podcast. You're with Monique Alameddine, Chief Zen Hustler. This podcast is all about high-frequency empire building using the duality of life, external cycles, lunar and cosmic, internal emotions and mindset, energetics. It's energy management, duality, and freedom. And today I want to talk to you about what it really means to be a leader and a way shower. We look at the leaders around us and think that, well, no, we don't think. We just forget that they had their own journey to go on. And, you know, if they didn't stand up and share the journey that they were going through, there's a lot we would have missed out on. And what I feel as a leader is that it can be really lonely and isolating at times because you feel like you're talking to people and it's falling on deaf ears. You know, you feel unseen and unheard. Maybe nobody's commenting on your posts. Maybe nobody's responding. Nobody's buying in. There's a number of different factors that go into this. There's just the emotions and energy of putting yourself out there as well. And so this is just a reminder, I guess, that when we're trailblazing, it may feel hard because we're trying to articulate things that maybe we're trying to work through as well. So, like with Zen Hustler, it's that whole I couldn't articulate it for many years. In my head I knew what it was, but it just wasn't translating well. It wasn't coming out the way I felt it, the energy behind it, the visual I had in my mind of it. And that was because I wasn't connecting to the emotion and the energetics of it. I was looking at it more from a strategic perspective, you know, the dollars and cents of it. And whilst you need that, we always know money's a byproduct. Money's always a byproduct of the passion that we have, right? So being devoted, having that devotion to the cause, being devoted to the mission, to the message, right? Being devoted is where the magic is. It's not in the push as a leader. Because when you're devoted to it, the highs and the lows feel worth it. Yeah? I mean, it's like, having a baby, having a newborn, the sleepless nights, the teething, the fevers, all that stuff, it's so tiring. But we just love our babies so much. We're so devoted to them because we love them. So we're willing to, you know, take the good with the bad, and it's the same thing as being a leader. I guess it's akin to parenting. You know, you're leading the way, and it's not because you're any better, it's just because you've had a little bit more experience, it's because you've seen things and you've experienced things and your kids can look up to you. I'm not saying that your clients or your tribe, your kids, not at all. You're not the guru, because I don't believe in gurus. I believe that we all have our own knowledge, our own set of skills that we can pass on. Like I say to my daughter, you're probably going to teach me. I mean, you are going to teach me things when you get older. You know, this is what I know now, but you're going to have your own life experience as well. And that's how we're living as humans. We're all learning from each other. But it takes courage and your conviction and strength to move forward, even when you're feeling like it's falling on deaf ears, even when you're feeling lonely and unseen and unheard. It's the step by step, day by day action of being devoted to the cause, to the mission, to the movement, to your purpose. So just take it back to devotion. Take it back to being devoted to the cause, to the outcome, and to why you actually decided to do this. Think about your journey and all your wisdom and your insight that's so powerful that needs to be shared. You know, don't lose hope. Don't give up. Keep going. Because this world needs more of you. More of your individuality, more of your blend of Zen hustle, more of your, you know, your frequency, your vibe. This is a collective conscious that we're all contributing to. We're all shifting from 3D to 5D. And it's not always pretty. It's not always easy shifting. But just stay the course. Your tribe needs you. Your soul needs this. Your higher calling needs to honor its mission here. So if you're ready for devotion, if you want to shift your productivity vibe from forced discipline to effortless devotion, check out my devotion 15-day immersion. Just go to rebrand.ly/devotion. If you've got any questions, reach out. And that's over and out from me. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you on the next episode. Peace out. Mwah.